Hey guys, what's up? It's Chris 60 and welcome to the Friend Bomb Formula audio training course. Now, you're also going to have access to the 11 video modules featuring our very sexy Brazilian model, Lizarette, where we actually show you what you should be doing. So you actually get to see that on the screen. So besides this audio course, that's going to be very helpful, seeing it with your own eyes. The reason I created this audio training is because I really wanted you to have a quick cheat sheet of the friend bomb. It's where you go and you just say, Chris, give it to me right now. I want to know the three steps. And then you could also watch the videos when you have time later as well. So these are going to be the three specific steps of the friend bomb that you need to follow to get that girl you like. So this is your quick start guide, the specific how-to when you want to put the friend bomb to work for you right away. Now, I'm very excited also because I'm also sitting in with my good friend and colleague, dating coach Bobby Rio. And the reason I wanted him here is because, you know, Bobby's another expert in the field of getting that special girl you like. He's really done a lot and lot of research into that, you know, getting that girl you like into bed or making her fall in love. And he actually has a very popular training course called Unlock Her Legs. And I really like it a lot. And I feel combining that with the stuff you're going to learn today makes you pretty much unstoppable with women. And he really dives deep into female psychology and the reason behind why women chase certain guys and not others. So welcome, Bobby.
Awesome, Chris. I'm happy and excited to do this and get into this.
Awesome, man. So before we get into it, can you just give us a little background on why, you know, getting that one girl, that special girl or the friend zone became a topic, you know, you really wanted to figure out?
Yeah, partly because I myself, I was the kind of guy who always focused in on one particular girl and would kind of develop a crush in sorts and found that it was a lot different going after that one girl that you may maybe in a friend zone with or maybe some kind of acquaintance zone with, as opposed to going after those random girls you're meeting out at bars and nightclubs. It's a whole different strategy. And a lot of guys, particularly, you know, probably your students, my students, seem to want to get that girl that they know that they have a friendship with rather than just random girls on the street or in bars or clubs.
Yeah, absolutely. And that brings up a good point. And it's really good news is, you know, what I've been telling these guys is there's hundreds of hot girls that you already know sometimes. These are, you know, girls you see as you go throughout your day. And it's, you know, I call it a virtual gold mine of hot and willing women, you know, whether at work or on campus, the gym, Starbucks, yoga class, whatever. These girls are there and you have the advantage, you know, you might know them, maybe even just say hi to them, but it's really not like a random approach. You could come talk to these girls. And like you said, sometimes you develop feelings for them before you've actually done anything. So that really becomes the problem. So how can you make girls that maybe don't feel that way for you feel those feelings? You know, these are girls that may like you, but they're not horny for you. So really our goal or our solution with using the friend bomb is how can we make this girl you know horny? How do you do it? And, you know, I like to joke that it's not as simple as just going up to her and say like, you know, hey, baby, want to bang? You know, there's actually a certain sequence to follow. It's very simple, but you have to follow these three steps. So the step one we're going to get into right now, I call it activating the friend bomb. You want to activate your desire for her. And if you want to think about this as a device or a mechanism, this is how you turn it on. You activate yourself so you're feeling that desire for her. So as we get started, the first problem, or the biggest problem that guys have, and I don't want to even single guys out because I've had it, maybe Bobby's had it as well, is the reason I wasn't getting these girls that we just talked about, is because I didn't truly want to fuck them. I didn't have that desperate desire, that burning desire that I had to fuck them. And I'm assuming that you listening at home might be running into this same issue. Now, whenever I bring this up at first, I know what the guy might be thinking. He might be thinking, what the hell is Chris talking about? I want to bang this girl. What the, Chris, you know I want her. And I do believe you. I do believe that on some level you do want to bang this girl. But a lot of times with guys, and when you get to know a girl, sometimes you get more into spending time hanging out with her, texting her, talking to her, and you know, you're doing all these other things, and you're having more fun just making her laugh, or maybe you guys go get lunch or see a movie. You're basically doing all this lovey-dovey boyfriend shit, but you haven't banged her yet, and that can be a huge, huge problem when you like girls like this. Have you seen this happen?
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, I've been guilty of it myself, and I've also seen students and friends of mine where it's very easy, especially when if you're a guy who doesn't have a lot of female friends in their life or hasn't had a lot of girlfriends over the years, and you start getting close to a girl and connecting with her, it's very easy to like that sort of emotional bonding. And, you know, it's also satisfying to your ego that you're being seen talking to this cute girl and your friends think you're banging her. So you kind of get the validation from your friends because they assume you're banging her. And it's very comfortable. And instead of, like you said, instead of focusing in on actually sleeping with her, it becomes just as desirable to do those boyfriend type things, like, you know, just having drinks with her and laughing and telling jokes to each other. And you kind of you don't really get that strong sexual desire that, as you're going to explain throughout this course, is needed if you're going to get a female friend into bed or get any girl into bed.
Yeah, those are all really, really great points. And it brings up the question is, why does this happen? And after doing a lot of research and thinking into my own life, really the light bulb went off one day. And I realized as a guy, because, you know, I would go to bars and try to hook up with girls quickly, you know, girls that sometimes meant nothing to me. I just wanted a quick fix. And then I realized as guys, we really have two needs. I call it need one and need two. Need one is sex. We like, you know, big tits. We like, you know, getting a quick BJ. We need those things. But then we have this other side of ourselves that sometimes we won't even admit it to our friends or anybody else. But we like, you know, a cute smile, to cuddle with a girl, someone to listen to us. You know, and these are all like female affection things that we don't really get from our guy friends. Because, you know, when it's guy time, it's more tough guy time and pound a beer, do a shot, and you don't really, you know, interact with your guy friends in that way all the time. So that's why we like girlfriends and female affections. And these two needs really battle each other all the time. And it's always like, you know, a battle between what's going to be at the forefront of your mind. You're talking to this girl, am I more into female affection, or I'm more into wanting to sleep with her? And, you know, when your desire for female affection takes over your horniness, that's when you start to run into problems. And I always bring up an example. This girl, Danielle, that I worked with, she was an intern at first. And the first day I saw her, I was like, wow, this girl's hot. And surprisingly, right off the bat, she started to like me. She would email me smiley faces. And when this first started to happen, I was like, I got those feelings. I'm like, wow, I'm going to bang this hot chick. And I would have all these fantasies. I had an office back then, you know, picturing bending her over the desk. You know, she's an intern, her calling me boss while I did her from behind. All these things are going through my mind. And what happened was just the opposite. When we started, you know, hanging out, because it was a work situation and I felt like I couldn't make a move, you know, you end up going to Taco Bell, you end up going out to lunch and chatting. And without even realizing it, after a while, I forgot all about trying to get her into bed. You know, I'm talking about puppy dogs and the latest ice cream cone. And you know, what happened is she ended up fucking some other guy at work. Because she wanted it, but I wasn't giving it to her. And I noticed this pattern would pretty much repeat itself over and over whenever I had feelings for a girl. Yeah, have you seen this happen a lot?
Oh, yeah, it happened to me. And it's funny that you brought up that she wound up banging some other guy from work. Because I find that's usually the case. And especially, I'm assuming we'll even go into this, is a lot of times when we meet a girl that we really like and we have this sort of affectionate relationship with, we project a good girl vibe on her, and we start kind of making in our mind she's not that type of girl, and we don't even imagine her, you know, enjoying sex or wanting sex. And then you always find out, you know, once you blow it, you'll find out some other dude, like, she gave him like a blowjob in the parking lot or something, and you'll be like, damn it. You know, meanwhile, you had her with this Mother Teresa vision of her being this angelic girl.
Yeah, it's so true. And I call this the worst part, and I just actually realized this recently, is I really think girls know, they sense, it's like a sixth sense, and they know that you like her more for the female affection than you're horny for her. She like almost smells it on you. Like, you know, I used to think, oh, I'm playing it cool, taking my time, I'm a challenge. And I know really girls are thinking, they like sniff it on you that, no, you know what? This guy likes me more than he wants to fuck me. And it's kind of a turnoff at first. So here's a funny thing here, and we'll run this by you as well. Let's do a quick test. These are the quick tests that I could do for guys to see, you know, that I'm coaching, or students, how far in they are with their feelings, if they're too far gone, or how much trouble they're in. So test number one, I call it the fantasy test. And it's kind of funny. I ask him right off the bat, do you still jerk off to this girl? Or have you ever jerked off to her? And, you know, I'm almost embarrassed to talk about stuff like this. But when I thought about it myself, I was like, you know what? Maybe at first, when I first thought I was hooking up with her. But after that, I never really thought about her in that way. So that was one thing that was really weird. And the second test was, and this is even funnier, I call it the double team test. And let's just picture, Bobby, you like this girl, right? You have these secret feelings, you're all into her, and me and you grab a beer and she's with her friends over at a table, and I go, Bobby, you know what? We should double team Cindy tonight. That would be awesome. Me and you, you know, get her into a room. How would you feel in that moment? Would you secretly just be like so pissed? Would you want to punch me? Would you be scared that I actually might even try to hit on her? How would you feel? The old you.
The old me, yeah. I, as you're saying that, I'm imagining, because I can remember those situations back in college, because my friends had that sort of mentality back then of like, you know, we were in a dorm room, fraternity house sort of thing, so those things weren't that uncommon. So when guys would say things like that, or, hey, man, do you mind if I, like, go for her tonight? And, you know, part of me would have that macho trying to play it cool and be like, oh, sure, man. But then inside, you know, you got that knife just twisting, going, please, please, please don't let anything happen with him and her. And yeah, I totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it totally hurts. And I remember now bringing up the same girl that I was working with. A funny thing was, we were at this party and it was going good. She was flirting with me and I'm like, I'm going to kiss this girl tonight. And then about an hour into the party, I just saw her holding hands with some other guy from work. He was kind of leading her to the bar. Like, I don't know if they were holding hands. And I saw this, and it depressed me so much. I felt just so down. It was so painful to see this. And when I think back now, I was like, why would that get me so down? Why would I think the game is over? She held hands with a guy for 2 seconds. I mean, if I had this double team mindset, not saying that we would have double teamed her, but if I would have went up to them and been like, and hit on her at the same time and not caring, maybe, hey, we both double team her and she ends up dating me later, whatever. But if you don't have that mindset, that means your feelings are too far gone and you're not going to want to hook up with her. So those are really two tests that you can give yourself. But really the big picture here is, and if you take away one thing from this, is you have to let your horniness slightly win out over your desire for female affection. Like we said, it's a constant battle, so you always kind of got to check yourself. And you need to want to fuck her more than just want to hang around her, at least at first. Because obviously, if this girl's your girlfriend, you know, a year from now, you're not going to be saying, hey, Chris, I want to fuck her more than I want to hang out with her. No, at that point, it doesn't matter. You guys are a couple. You guys are together, so you don't have to do that. So let's move on to, I call these like three secret things you need to know to fuck a female friend. Number one, Bobby already touched on it. You know, this girl isn't special. She's not different just because you have these feelings for her. You know, all women like sex, or, you know, I like to say all women like pleasure because sex is pleasurable. It helps you kind of remember it better. All women love pleasure. So your girl isn't special. Bobby definitely brought up that point, and it's a great one. The second one is she wants to be wanted, not just liked. I think a lot of guys don't realize that. It's like, yeah, girls like that you like them. It strokes their ego, but they also want to be wanted as well. And not only that, and tell me if you agree with this, I think girls think it's creepy when you're in love with them so much before you've even gotten physical. I mean, I like to say, picture a girl you're not attracted to yet writing you a long love letter or confessing her feelings. You'd be freaked the fuck out, you know?
Yeah, 100%. It's anytime you get something, somebody is into you too quickly, your immediately response is what's wrong with them? They're, you know, it's creepy. It's definitely. I want to just touch on something you said earlier. You said the worst part is she knows it.
Right.
And she knows that you only like her affection. And, you know, kind of tying into what you just said about she wants to be wanted and she loves sex is that, you know, what's doubly bad about her knowing it is not only does she know what you want, but now she kind of feels like she has to act a certain way around you. Whereas when she gets around a guy who desires her and wants her and doesn't like her, she can be more sexual around that guy, and it's much more enjoyable. Whereas with you, she kind of feels like she's got to play this role or be up on this pedestal because she knows that's the way you see her. So, it kind of has a double-edged sword. Not only does she know what you're thinking, but it also changes the way she's going to act to you and makes it even harder for you to do anything.
Yeah, you're almost boxed in there. It's just it's a double negative, like you said. That's so crazy. Yeah, it's like you teach girls how to act around you, and girls love to play the innocent role. I mean, because they get stuff out of playing the innocent girl, and if you give them that opportunity, they'll take it. But if you let them feel comfortable expressing the sexual side of themselves, they'll take that too, because that's fun as well. So that's a great point. So the third thing, like secret thing you need to know about how to fuck a female friend is, I call this buyer's rationalization. And basically, once someone buys something, and you could agree if this is true or not, usually come up with all these reasons why it was a good decision. I like to say I just bought a house, you know, and if neighbors come around, you're always trying to say, oh yeah, I like this house, and you know, well, I gotta fix the roof, but it's cool, you know. Oh yeah, the foundation's a little messed up, but don't worry, we're working on that. I love this house and all this stuff. And I do like my house. But the thing is, you are invested in something. You are going to make up all these reasons why it was a great decision. And if you've ever wondered why a girl's date jerks sometimes, it's because they bang the girl. And since that moment, they came up with all these reasons why this guy is so great. You know, their girlfriends go, well, he never calls you or talks to you. And they say, ah, don't worry about it. You know, that's just Tim. You know, that's the way he acts. And they'll make up all these excuses for you, even though they're a total jerk.
Yeah, the girls do that. They rationalize both ways too. So if a guy doesn't make a move on her, she rationalizes, oh, there just wasn't anything there. So, you gotta definitely take advantage of the fact that use her rationalization and her justification methods of her own mind to your advantage instead of using them to your disadvantage.
Absolutely. So basically what we're saying here is if you sleep with her, which is the goal of this, she's going to make up great excuses about you while you're such a great guy, and it's going to give you the best chance to date her. Now I want to talk about three techniques to increase your horniness, because by this point, hopefully you're following along and saying, all right, Chris, I believe you. You got to get horny for her. You got to do it. That's going to help me. So let's give you some techniques, probably stuff you've never heard before that are going to get you horny. Now, first, real quick, I'm not going to be unrealistic and be one of these guys, militant guys. Never jerk off again. You can never jerk off. You know, it's like telling a heroin addict to never use again. You know, I know that's not going to happen. But here's the deal. If you know you're going to go see her or be seeing her, or even for guys who go to bars and stuff, you're going to probably not want to do that before you go hang out with her or do that. You want to like let it build up, let that arousal inside you build up for 24, 48, 72 hours so you're really raring to go. And I'll tell a quick story about my friend Mikey. Whenever we go out in New York City and, you know, we do a little test to see who's ready to get girls tonight. So we'll do a little wolf sound. So we'll go, you know, Drew, make the sound. And it'll be like, ow! We'll be like, all right, you're ready. You're excited. You want to get laid. You know, and then I'll do it. And then we went to my friend Mikey and we said, Mikey, come on, you psych, make the wolf sound. And he went, ow. We know, like, come on, man, are you excited? And he went, ow. And we go, dude, what happened? And we go, what's wrong with you? And then we pushed him on the issue and he goes, ah, I banged my girlfriend two times before I went out tonight. So basically, this guy, I mean, which is totally fine, but he had no desire. He knew when he went out on that night, he was going to have no desire to get laid. And that's really what happens when you kind of have that lifestyle where you're not letting yourself get aroused and be at that like kind of peak arousal when you're hanging around the girl you like. Now, this is interesting. This is something that Bobby actually taught me when we were doing another class together. Because I would always think, you know, we look at girls a certain way, not in a sexual way. And I was always trying to find a way, something to remind me or see that sexual side of a girl. And you actually brought up a funny point about looking at a Facebook photo that you saw of a girl in a bikini.
Yeah, when I first started dating my girlfriend, started feeling that same sort of thing, that affection, not wanting to, not having that strong urge because you're sort of sense yourself falling for them. So yeah, I would use one of her pictures that I would found on her Facebook of her in a bikini, and I would force myself to look at that to get that testosterone kind of pumping and put myself in the right frame of mind so that when I met up with her, I had a more assertive, aggressive stance on sexuality rather than falling back into that trap of puppy dogs and ice cream conversation and enjoying her affection.
Right, so I really recommend, this is a great tip. Now, not everyone's going to be Facebook friends with the girl, and I'm not saying to troll through Facebook looking for any picture you can find. You can have that. One thing that I've done, and again, a little embarrassing to admit it, but a lot of times, you know, a girl you like will look like a certain porn star. Like there was this like Latina girl I liked, curly brown hair, and there was the porn star that looked like that, and I remember that in my mind. So I would just look at a picture of this porn star, and it would remind me of this girl that I had these feelings for, and it would give me that boost, that energy to want to hook up with her. So you can definitely try that too. I've had times when I wasn't attracted to a girl and I accidentally had walked in the bathroom and she was taking a shower behind one of those glass doors, and like, oops, but I like caught a quick glimpse of like, you know, her body, and I was like, once I saw that burned in my mind, I just had to hook up with this girl. It's all I could think about. So you really want to give yourself that moment where you see her in a different light, whether it's in a bikini or whatever it is, you know, give yourself that thing you could look at so you could stay focused on your goal. The last thing is, and a lot of guys don't do this, I don't know if you've noticed this, when you're around the girl you like, notice the sexy things about her. What kind of like if I said, you know, to a student, hey, you know, oh, you like this girl? What kind of perfume was she wearing? Oh, I don't know. You know, that means, that tells me that you're not clued in on these sexy things about her. You know, was she wearing heels or fuck me boots? I don't remember. It's like you're not focused on those kind of things. All the little things that girls do to turn you on. So you really got to ask yourself, are you looking at this girl in a sexual way? Have you seen any students kind of fall into that trap?
Yeah, you know, I never question them, but I totally know what you mean. It's something I do myself when I'm trying to increase my horniness, is you focus in on those little spots. You know, it could be like a little, you know, to me, it's usually it's never like the obvious things like staring at her breast or at her ass. It's like a little like glimpse of her, like below her belly button or something when her shirt comes up, or like, you know, just kind of finding those random spots, and you know, like her neck, like her neckline, kind of smelling it, like you said, with the perfume, is that, yeah, you know, try to find the things, anything, you know, don't feel like, oh, you got to stare at her breasts. Find the random things, the things that kind of leave your imagination. Those two, for me anyway, that's what always turns me on the most, is things that get my imagination going. Like you said, like a glimpse of something that is leading somewhere, rather than just you know, looking at her face and thinking how pretty she is.
Right. Yeah. For me, it's weird. Sometimes it's an ankle bracelet for some reason, because I know like girls are gonna, like, even when they get naked, that's gonna be still on them. And I'm just like, for some reason, when I see that, when a girl's out, like wearing heels and a skirt and a little ankle bracelet, I'm just like, oh, that turns me on so much. And I know that, so I definitely use that. All right, so hopefully, again, you're following us step by step. You understand it's important to be horny. We're telling you why, like, we're giving you ways to be hornier. So what are the benefits? So once you get to this point, how is this going to benefit you with the girl you like once you get to this point? Well, benefit number one is, when you're horny, you're going to be so much more likely to make your move. And why is that? Because your fear of rejection goes down. It's almost like a seesaw. Horniness goes up, rejection goes down. And I've been coaching now for probably over 10 years, and horniness is the only thing I've ever seen that can cure the fear of rejection. It's the most powerful thing. Like, no matter how scared I am, when I get into that horny mode, I just, like, maybe a little bit still scared, but 90% of my fear of rejection goes out the window. So if you can get yourself horny, benefit number one is you're not going to be as scared to be rejected. Now, the great news is this: when you're not as scared to be rejected, you're also going to be more persistent, because any guy knows if you're scared of rejection, you're only going to try something once, because it's like you had to build up so much courage. Oh, okay. Even if it's an approach, I approached. Oh, she's not being nice to me. Oh, I run away and never come back. Or I went for the kiss, I got rejected. Oh, I can't even go through that again. Or I asked her to come home with me and I got rejected. When you're horny, and I don't know if you've noticed this as well, your persistence level goes through the roof, because you just don't care as much anymore. It doesn't hurt your feelings, where now you have so many feelings for this girl, it's going to hurt your feelings, but your persistence level goes up because your feelings aren't hurt if she gives you a little resistance along the way.
Yeah, 100% too. I've surprised myself at times where, like, I'll have, like, had a girl turn her cheek like 3 or 4 times in a night. And I'll wake up the next day and I'll be like, I'll have that for a split second. I'll be like, oh, I'll have that like twinge of embarrassment. And I'll be like, what made me do that? And I realized it was because I, you know, I just kept going for it because, like you said, it was horniness. It wasn't that affection that I, you know, I didn't feel rejected because I just wanted to bang her. So it was like the persistence. And at the end of the day, it's like the great thing above that is that you kind of realize too, like, that split second of going, oh, wow, she turned her cheek 4 times on me. And then you're like, I'm still alive. She probably respects me more as a man that I went for it as opposed to not gone for it. And you're like, oh, it actually wasn't that bad. And it's actually an invigorating feeling when you do go for it. And even if you get rejected, like I have four times in one night by the same girl, you still wake up feeling a lot better about yourself than if you hadn't gone for it.
Yeah, it almost breaks her spell, these feelings over you. And again, we're not saying don't have feelings. It's great to have feelings, but you don't want it to overwhelm you. And the horniness kind of breaks that spell so you can actually get something done. So the third big benefit of being horny, and this is maybe the biggest benefit, is when you're horny, she gets more horny. Now, if you're saying, well, how is that possible? It's pretty simple. I mean, guys have talked about this a lot. Feelings get transferred. And everyone can relate to this. If you're around someone who's tired and yawning, all of a sudden you feel tired. You're around your happy friend, all of a sudden you're doing happy stuff. You're around your adventurous friend, all of a sudden you're climbing mountains, you're parasailing. You go, I never do this stuff, but around you, I do it. And it's the same thing with feelings. When you get into that horny state, when you have that horny vibe, and without being, you know, all mystical and stuff, but really it's like an invisible force that gets transferred to her. She starts to feel it, and it starts getting her kind of excited. So that is a huge, huge, huge thing. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. She definitely picks up on it. And that's, you know, it's sort of what I was kind of referencing earlier when I talked about how you brought up the worst part is she knows it, and she kind of has to sort of hide her sexuality. But on the other hand, the opposite side is when she senses you're horny. I mean, horniness is contagious. I mean, even something, you know, going into the actual sexual act, it's like, imagine if you reach your hand down a girl's pants and she's like soaking wet compared to if she's dry. Like, the soaking wet girl is going to turn you on a lot more to know she's that turned on. So it's the same thing with her.
Absolutely. So I'm thinking at this point, I kind of know what the guy listening is thinking. He agrees with everything up to this point, but he might say one last thing. Chris, why is banging her so important? Why are you guys so focused on sex? Why are you and Bobby talking about sex all the time? Well, here's the three main reasons why banging her is very, very, very important. Number one is this female affection stuff you like, the snuggling, the going to movies, going on vacation, hopefully. Girls do this with guys they're fucking. Now, maybe right now she doesn't have anyone in her life, so she might do this now and then with you, but it's going to hurt really, really bad when one day you wake up and now she's fucking some guy and she does all this friendship stuff with you. And I don't say this to be negative, but I'm not like really friends with any girl today that I had kind of these feelings for. And not in a mean way, like, oh, screw them, they're cut off. But the thing is, they've moved on with their lives. They're banging other guys. They're hanging out with them. I mean, people have hardly any time as it is. So you're not going to have this same friendship. So you always got to keep that in mind. If you're not the guy doing this with her and not having sex with her, that other guy is getting all the affection. Also, and this is, again, this is not to be Mr. Cool Sex Guy, but if you want the option to make a girl your girlfriend, you're going to need to have sex with her first, because dating equals fucking. I mean, that's the simple formula. I mean, people say dating because it's a nice code word, like, oh, you know, Chris and Danielle are dating. You know, that's what your mom says. But really, it means Chris and Danielle fuck, you know? And she's not dating Tim because she doesn't fuck Tim. So you want to be the guy who's dating her, really fucking her. Now, the last thing is, and I don't know if you've ever had a student tell you this, and I sum it all up in a theory I call sex means nothing and sex means everything. I had a student write into me and he said, you know, there's this girl that I'm friends with that I'm really trying to hook up with and I really, really like and I have all these feelings for, and she just doesn't want to hook up with me. And when I said, well, why'd you hook up with our other friend, Steve, and you hooked up with Mike? She goes, well, they mean nothing. They're nobody. So, you know, having sex with them meant nothing. So it really flipped out my mind. And I really look at it both ways, because sex means nothing. Yes, girls will hook up with guys just because they get horny or just because they went out and having a good time. But sex also means everything, because if you can have sex with a girl, you put yourself in a great position to make her your girlfriend. So it's such a weird dichotomy. Sex means nothing. It can happen for the weirdest of reasons. But again, sex means everything because you need it to happen. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. And, you know, girls, and that's sort of, this sort of comes back to the idea of putting out that sexual vibe and putting out, you know, kind of that horny vibe towards her. Because girls, you know, kind of like the same way guys look at certain girls, right? And you're like, I'm just going to bang that girl. and you bang her. Girls have the same way. Like, I have guy friends that were just the sort of slut guy that girls looked at like, I'm going to bang Doug because, you know, what you said, he doesn't mean anything. It'll just be a fun night. But the ironic thing, like you said, is anytime Doug wanted with any of those girls, he could easily transition them right into being his girlfriend had he wanted to. He usually chose not to because he was just getting laid so often by these girls who just wanted, you know, casual sex with him. But on the other hand, the guy who positions himself, as we talked about earlier, as the affectionate wannabe boyfriend, she's not going to sleep with him because she's going to worry that he's going to get clingy.
And
can I jump in one last thing?
Yeah.
And kind of reiterate what you were saying about, you know, our students, because I get this too, you know, Bobby, you know, you always talk about sex, like sex, getting her into bed, and sometimes I feel like it's, you know, it seems a little politically incorrect to talk this way, but my response is that if you're not sleeping with a girl, nothing, like you can have everything else, but if you're not sleeping with her, you're in the friend zone, and if that's what you want, then fine, don't sleep with her. But, you know, until you sleep with a girl, it does, nothing else matters, because we've all been there. We've all had that girl that we felt like we had this huge connection with. We felt like she was like me and her, like soulmates. We hang out. We have the same sense of humor. But when you're not sleeping with her, like you said, some other guy's going to come along and he's going to bang her. And then you're going to stop hearing from her because she's not going to want to hang out with you. She's, you know, yeah, it was fun to get that affection when she didn't have a boyfriend that she was banging. But once she has a boyfriend she's banging, she doesn't need that affection from you anymore.
Yeah, that really is the saddest part. That's totally true. All right, so guys, at this point, this could be the last excuse a guy could have. This could be the last roadblock after you've listened to everything we've said. Maybe you say, you know what, Chris, you know what, Bobby? You know, I'm not some international playboy. I don't want to fuck hundreds of chicks a year. I don't want to be banging all these chicks. And what I would say is, you know what? That's not us either. We're not these crazy sex guys going all over town banging thousands of chicks every week or something. No. This is about getting that one girl you like. But if you want to get that one girl you like and you want her, like Bobby was talking about, to become your girlfriend, you have to temporarily become the sex first guy, even if you have to trick yourself. Trick yourself into it. Become that guy just for a moment. I'm not saying for the rest of your life you got to become the world's greatest pickup guru and do this stuff every day. But you better believe if you want to get that girl, you better temporarily trick yourself into being that guy. Because, and I think you'd agree with this, you know, neither of us today would be with the awesome girls that we're with if we hadn't tricked ourselves and got horny, you know, like Bobby was giving you that one tip before, and had sex with them. They wouldn't have never become our girlfriends.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, what's funny is, and I always tell people this, I tell students this all the time, my girlfriend, about maybe a month or two into the relationship, she says to me, I thought you just were after me for sex. You know, that was her perception of me, that I was just after her for sex. And now I'm, you know, dating her, and, you know, and she stuck with me to be my girlfriend. And guys are always afraid that, oh, she's going to think I'm just after her for sex. But the ironic thing is that girls wind up dating the guy they think was only after them for sex. And yeah, I put my, like you said, I'm not the guy that wants to go out and go to, you know, bars and bring home a random girl every night. But when I do go for the girl that I want, I'm getting myself in that frame of mind because I know that's what's going to lead to what the result that I want. And, you know, so like I said, be the guy that she looks at is only out for fun. Like, have, you know, that the way you want to position yourself is the fun time guy that might just be after sex. She doesn't quite know, but there's a possibility you just want to bang her. And that's going to kind of lead her where you want to go a lot more than being the guy that she knows exactly what he wants right from the beginning.
Absolutely. I think we would both agree that's the best way to act around a girl you like. So, all right. So are you ready to move to step two of the friend bomb? This is what you've got to ask yourself. You're ready to move to step two when you have this magic mindset that I think like all guys with women have. And that's when you get yourself to the point where you desperately want to bang her more than you just want her to be your friend. And when you understand all the reasons we just talked about why banging her is so important, obviously, because she's going to become your girlfriend. When you get this down, I'm calling you activated. The friend bomb is activated and ready to work, but you got to get yourself to that point first. And when you do, you're ready to move on to step number 2.